1.27.
This morning we're talking about family and family life. And now Danielle Barnes is going to tell us about a book she has just read called Birth Order by Linda Blair. So, what's the book about, Danielle?
Well, it's all about how our position in the family influences the kind of person we are. I mean, whether we're firstborn, a middle child, a youngest child, or an only child, Linda Blair argues that our position in the family is possibly the strongest influence on our character and personality.
So tell us more about this, Danielle. What about the oldest children in a family, the firstborn?
Well, firstborn children often have to take care of their younger brothers and sisters, so they're usually sensible and responsible as adults. They also tend to be ambitious, and they make good leaders. Many U.S. presidents and British prime ministers, including, for example, Abraham Lincoln, were oldest children. On the negative side, oldest children can be insecure and anxious. This is because when the second child was born, he or she lost some of his or her parents' attention, and maybe he or she felt rejected.
That's very interesting. What about the middle child?
Middle children are usually more relaxed than oldest children. That's probably because the parents are more relaxed themselves by the time the second child arrives. They're usually very sociable, the kind of people who get along with everybody. And they're also usually sensitive to what other people need. Now, this is because they grew up between older and younger brothers and sisters. For the same reason, they're often good at sorting out arguments, and they're always sympathetic to the ones on the losing side, or, in general, to people who are having problems. On the other hand, middle children can sometimes be unambitious, and they can lack direction in life.
And youngest children?
I was very interested in this part of the book because I'm a youngest child myself. It seems that youngest children are often very outgoing and charming. This is the way they try to get the attention of both their parents and their older brothers and sisters. They are often more rebellious, and this is probably because it's easier for the youngest children to break the rules. By this time, their parents are more relaxed about discipline. On the negative side, youngest children can be immature and disorganized, and they often depend too much on other people. This is because they have always been the baby of the family.
Fascinating. And finally, what about only children?
Only children usually do very well at school because they have a lot of contact with adults. They get a lot of love and attention from their parents, so they're typically self-confident. They're also independent because they're used to being by themselves. And because they spend a lot of time with adults, they're usually very organized.
I'm an only child myself, and people always think that I must be spoiled. Is that true, according to Linda Blair?
Well, it's true that only children can sometimes be spoiled by their parents because they're given everything they ask for. Also, on the negative side, only children can be selfish. And they can also be impatient, especially when things go wrong. This is because they're not used to sorting out problems with other brothers and sisters.